Hey, After Buzzers, before we move on, we would like to say thanks to our sponsor, Anchor. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, plus there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Also, Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. Plus, you can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. And it's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Caputo soldiers are not marching. Cindy's out and about in the real world. Alex proposes an open relationship. And is Ruiz's baby daddy really her baby daddy? We've got that and so much more. You're watching Orange is the New Black After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz...
Welcome back. We're back. I feel like we've been gone for a minute.
Like a whole week.
A whole week. Thank you so much for tuning in, everybody. This is Orange is the New Black After Show here at AfterBuzz. This is episode 6.
Yes.
Season 7. Stuck in the elevator. We have so much to talk about. Caputo's getting surgery for his balls. TMI. Alex wants Piper to explore, you know,
get
her relationship.
Freaky.
Yeah, get her freak on without her. Ruiz cheated on her baby daddy, who might not be her baby daddy. And Cindy got out.
Woo.
Yes. So we got that. We have a special segment. And, of course, I couldn't do this without my lovely co-host, Francesca.
Hey.
Holding it down.
And who are you?
Yes. Oh, my God. I'm Brianna Cheyenne. That's so funny.
Let's not forget.
So please tell me, what were your overall thoughts?
You know what? Actually, I was a little confused in this episode for a bit with the flashbacks for Maria. Because there was like one point where I couldn't tell if it was the current time or the past.
Mm-hmm.
So it kind of had me on my toes. And last episode we talked about our predictions with Cindy and Tasty, and I was just so nervous the whole episode that Tasty was gonna like kill Cindy.
Me too.
So I was like tense, but then we got a lot of good stuff. Yeah.
What do you think? I thought it was really great. I felt the same way. I thought Tasty was gonna do something to Cindy right before she left. Because when Cindy was on the phone with her mom and she's like, "No, I'll tell you later," I'm like, "Oh my God, something's gonna happen and she's not gonna get a chance." But I'm so glad that, but Tasty doesn't have that in her. But we're gonna
we'll get to that.
Yeah, we're gonna get to that. First, I wanna start off about this open relationship proposal Alex had for Piper. That takes a lot to be okay with that. And Alex, she's very self-aware about the situation, and she knows that she doesn't have a lot to offer. She doesn't have anything to offer Piper.
Just a little loop videos of her moaning.
Of her moaning. For real, exactly. And sneak phone calls, and that's it. So what were your first thoughts when Alex gave Piper that idea?
Honestly, I truly thought Piper couldn't do it. Like, I kind of had a feeling that she couldn't do it. Just because Piper's always been so obsessed with, like, Alex and wanting to be with Alex. Mm-hmm. Like, to the point where she risked, you know, accidentally going back to jail because of her parole officer and stuff like that. But I the second that she said that, I was like, something is going to go down with, what's her name? So that made
McCullough.
Me nervous. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I was nervous about it. And I'm like, wow, that's really selfless of Alex to be okay with. Because, I mean, people in the real world can't do that, obviously.
Right.
Well, some, but it's a rare case. So it was nice to put Piper's needs first, even though Alex had no intention of doing her own thing in jail.
Right.
But it was crazy because that was her idea to get Piper out of trouble, keep her out of trouble. And I'm just like, aren't there other ways to go about
that? How about not be crazy, Piper?
Right. Just think before you do things.
But I mean, like, as much as like we hate on the relationship, I think that shows how they do have kind of this like really special bond because Alex knows how Piper reacts to everything and that she kind of needs to be, I guess, coddled would be the right word.
Yeah, because Piper's manic.
Yeah. She might need to be diagnosed.
Yeah. She does.
Yeah.
Piper should have been in psych for a little bit.
Just a little.
Just a little while. we knew that McCullough was going to wear that bustier. Ugh. That damn
She's trying to be like Selena. Come on. Come on, McCullough.
Yes, and the way she did, and she's so awkward with the way she flirts with Alex. And Alex was like, are you trying to single white female me right now? Which was so funny, because she just hit it right on the head.
Right on the head. She's like, is that mine?
Yeah.
Oh my god, that's hilarious.
That's the strangest thing. But what's not strange is our love for our audience. And of course, we have Francesca, who has a special message for you.
Yay,
all.
What's up, guys? Before we move on to our next topic and continue talking about everything, we just want to say thank you for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We love that we're growing from your help, and we appreciate that. So if you're on YouTube right now, hit that thumbs up button. Press subscribe. If you're listening on iTunes, rate us 5 stars. Leave us a nice comment. And just get involved in the conversation. We love looking on YouTube as well for the comments. And thanks for being a part of AfterBuzz.
Thank you, guys. We love the love.
We love the love.
We also love how the ward is really... Not the ward. Warden Ward.
Warden Ward.
Is taking control of her position now. And Linda kind of set her up in a way with this
from
PR
the beginning
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, from the beginning, but I like that she's aware of why she got the position and she's embracing it, just like Figueroa advised her to. What were your thoughts on Linda's PR tactic?
Honest, that was another thing I was confused with. I was like, what did she just do? Yeah. I don't know. I'm not good at that kind of stuff in general, so I was like really listening, like, what is she gonna tell her how to oh wait, we're talking about Linda or
Linda,
Figueroa?
Linda telling, like, Linda letting Ward know about the whole PR thing.
Oh, okay.
And then before she had to go to Figueroa and
right,
Figueroa.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
I blended the two. I just wasn't surprised that she came to her, and, you know, especially, like, we were talking about this right before we started filming, how she was like, and keep your hair the same.
Yeah.
And it's just like, she's just her PR, like, stunt.
Yes.
Double buddy, whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought it was funny when Ward went to Figueroa about it, and Figueroa was watching the, I don't know at what point, but I guess she was watching the interview back, and she's like, wow, she's using her as her human shield.
Mm-hmm,
and that's literally what she is. So any blowback that anyone gets, it's only on Ward.
Going to Ward.
Yeah. And then the first thing they're going to do is resort to, well, she wasn't even qualified in the first place.
Right.
And her age and this black woman and da-da-da-da-da. And nobody's really going to look at Linda as the puppet master, because that's exactly what she is.
Mm-hmm.
So when the interviewer made the comment about all the money that they were saving,
$2 million,
that is crazy.
And it was a total shock to,
yeah,
to her. She didn't even know. And yeah, I'm like, what the heck? So what are they doing with this money?
Exactly. That's a great question, and I can't wait to unfold how that comes about. What do you think about the idea to shut down the psych ward?
Yeah, not good. They need their own special kind of, like, area, because they don't want to get, things can get crazy, but, you know, they already shut down the shoe, and it's just kind of sucks, because they're just taking back, they're just thinking about their profits.
That's all they're thinking about, and to just toss psych people in with Gen Pop is one thing, and then Linda's idea for, you know, the really bad case, like mental cases, oh, we'll just hand them over to a hospital, and then the rest of the leftovers, we'll just give them some pills. And Ward makes a great point, like, medication isn't one size fits all.
Right.
And then her response is, oh, well, we have this one and that one. And just because you have a variety of options doesn't mean
it's okay. I'm wondering if Linda is, like, truly okay with this, or if she's just doing what she needs to do for the job, but, like, she just seems like she's a part of the problem.
Yeah, she's a huge part of the problem, and I honestly feel like Linda doesn't see anything okay with it, because just the way she carries herself. Because when I compare her to Figueroa, Figueroa has more of that aura. Like, she just does it because that's her job.
Right.
Just like how she has this ICE position. She's just doing it because that's the position that she's been given.
Mm-hmm.
Linda looks like she takes great pride in what she's doing.
Snarky.
She's very snarky.
Yeah.
And her smile, she just has no remorse
she's
for anything.
Slap her.
Yeah. And you know what's wild? I thought her being involved in the prison, getting caught up in there and getting stuck during the whole riot thing, I thought that would have humbled her. And I feel stupid for
thinking that. Yeah, I totally completely forgot about that. But yeah, that should have humbled her. I feel like, yeah, I don't know. She didn't, she flipped it. She flipped that situation around where she could have been like the victim and like humbled and more, have more empathy.
Mm-hmm.
She just took it and flipped it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, Linda's good for that. Ruiz. And her, I love, I don't really think we got a great idea of her life before prison, or maybe I just can't remember.
Yeah, I couldn't remember. I had to go back and do a little Google because I couldn't remember what we saw from her. But it was what, you know, what she got caught for in the flashback with the counterfeit clothes. That was like the main thing.
I didn't know that was going to be such a big deal. Well, here's the thing. For me, I'm just kind of confused as to why she would even take that risk in a store like that.
Right. And because originally she had also gotten, like, she was involved with drugs and that kind of got caught. Mm-hmm. So then she moved to that. So, like, you'd think you'd learn your lesson dealing with these kind of, like, situations.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I thought she was doing it from the flashback. It made it look like she was doing it on the side. I didn't realize she was actually doing it through the store.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she was with this guy. And he's married.
Rolling my eyes.
And they fit the stereotypical affair, like, when are you going to leave your wife? Well, when are you going to leave your boyfriend? And it's just, I don't know. I mean, I knew Maria was savage, but I didn't. Because you saw, like, the way her boyfriend,
it's Yadriel.
Yadriel.
Yes.
You saw how he changed his life around. He was working at GNC trying to make a better life, and she's the assistant manager at that store. And it just sucks that he was putting in that effort and she was cheating on him at her store in the dressing room basically every day.
In the same mall where they work.
In the same mall. That is some savage, like, savagery.
I mean, I don't get why. Like, she clearly is so opposite from him. Like, he was so just quiet and chill. And like you said, he wanted to, like, turn his life around. And she's just out there. And it's like, why are you...
Yeah.
Why are you even dragging him along?
And I think it's also because... Well, she said they have history. And then it makes it seem like she's only with him because they have years on it.
Right.
Whereas she could have just let him go and let him live his life. I mean, clearly he has no problem because when she got locked up, he moved on and started living his life. Instead of, you know, like you said, dragging him along.
Right.
I think a lot of it was also because she's just very selfish and materialistic. Because the whole situation with this side guy was... You know, it was exciting.
Mm-hmm.
He talks, is what she said. And then she just wanted to be able to party and spend money and get money, just live a certain lifestyle. And it's crazy that she would resort to really destroying her life over something so stupid like counterfeit clothes.
I know. Like, yeah.
So then when she gets arrested, she goes to jail and... She tells Yadriel that she's pregnant. And he's so excited. And I felt so bad for him.
Yeah. Because, yeah, this whole time she's been sleeping around. And then she straight up even tells him, like, you're the only one I've been with.
Yeah.
Like, no. And so this poor guy is going to have to take care of this kid outside of work. And it might not... Outside of work. Outside of jail. And it might not even be his...
I don't know. I thought it was interesting that she threw in the fact, like, you're the only one I'm sleeping with. Like,
why would you say that?
You don't have to say that if you're in a monogamous relationship. So you just put yourself out there. But he's not even realizing that because I'm going to be a dad.
Yeah.
And he might not even be the dad.
Right. That scene, that flashback was the one that confused me.
Because, me too.
Yeah, so I was like, are we in the present or are we in the past? It was not. The only thing that I realized was it was that crying lady that was only on the phone. Yeah. So I was like, okay, no, that had to have been in the past then, because I haven't seen her in any of the recent seasons. Mm-hmm. But no, that was really confusing. I was like, she's pregnant again? How? Yeah.
I feel like that was a subtle way of the writers making sure we weren't confused by that.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. So he comes to the jail and he tells her that he's moved on. Mm-hmm. And
it's been a month and it's serious.
It's been a month and it's serious. Francesca, please tell me what you think about this relationship.
I don't know. I mean, I can't take, after a month, like, you can't really judge. But, I mean, it seems like he's head over heels. And I guess maybe because of his personality, how mellow it is and something like that, like, he kind of, like, might be more in tune with, like, his emotions. Mm-hmm. Or, like, you know what I mean? But I don't know. But it's definitely too soon, I think, to be involving children into a new relationship if they're not.
Do you think Ruiz is justified in feeling the way she feels about him?
I think, actually, for her, it wasn't even about her daughter. Mm-hmm. I think it was for her, it was about the fact that she doesn't have, like, necessarily him there anymore. Mm. Because it kind of, like, her personality, we were talking about, like, it's just so, like, material and this and this and this. She kind of wants what she wants when she wants it.
Yeah.
So to hear that he might not be around, like, I think that was more devastating to her than right. than the thing with her daughter being around another woman.
I think it's also like a territorial thing. Mm-hmm. With her daughter, not so much. Mm. Like, with Yadriel and her daughter, Peppa is her name.
Peppa. I just think Peppa Pig.
Yeah. I thought, at first, I'm like, oh, she just calls her Peppa, but it's Pepper, but her accent makes it sound like Peppa, and I looked it up, and like, no, she named her Peppa. Peppa.
Yeah, I know.
I'm like, oh, okay. Peppa. Hey, whatever. Shout out to the Peppas in the world. Right? But yeah, it confused me because I was like, why is he moving in with this lady? Mm-hmm. But it shows that he is a family man at heart and he just loves being a dad and he's doing what's best for her. I do think it is a bit confusing, though, to move in with this woman so soon for his daughter.
I like just like on a normal, I mean, people can have debates on this all day, but I think that's too soon. And again, like I said, like having kids involved, that's hard because of what if they don't work? So this kid grows up, you know, 5 more months, a year with someone else, and then they're gone. And it's just,
exactly.
It's, you know, it can be detrimental to the child.
Yeah. And that's exactly what Maria said, too. She said, I know you. You don't love her. This is just a fling. She's going to, this, you met her in a month. She's going to be gone in a month. Mm-hmm. And it's sad to say, but it kind of shows, like, it is a little true because he didn't even fight it. He's like, no, this is serious. That wasn't even convincing.
He was just so, like, monotone and mellow. I was, the whole time I was wondering if, I don't know, I didn't look, but if he has, like, all those tattoos in real life or those are just, like, for the show.
I wonder. I need to look his name up because he's kind of cute. He is kind of I like the tattoos. Extra points if those are your real tattoos.
We like him.
We like you. So she wrote this letter to him and she took on this victim role.
Yeah, that was to me was funny to watch because you know when someone just can't even admit something, you know that they're going through it. She's like, she's not even ready to deal with it. And I like that, like, Caputo calls her out and it's like, no, you need to rethink this. Because who did she originally write her letter to where she's like, no, well, I'm the victim. Who was it to?
She wrote one to him because she was like, F you.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that, like, was the only one.
Okay, yeah. I was just like, oh God, like, just take a breather, like, think about it. And I know this kind of, like, blends into Cindy, which we'll get into later, but, like, I'm happy that she heard Cindy give her all in her apology letter.
Me too.
And it was nice to see her, like, break down. You know, she has tears, she sits and she realizes, like, she's you know, she's acting a little cray cray.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I think I agree. I really like that she, because you saw that change in her. And it was, well, I'm glad she did the second letter.
Yes.
And then she read that to him. So he has that closure. So he knows, like, I can move on. But it does bother me that he doesn't bring Peppa to see Maria, but he's quick to move her in with this lady he's known for a month.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they said, right, that he'll start bringing her as long as she's, like, good, I guess.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks, because, like, to use your child as, like, leverage.
Exactly, like a pawn.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Yeah.
And knowing how prideful Maria is, I'm sure she doesn't want Peppa thinking, like, just because this woman is around, this is your new mommy. Like,
right.
You have a mommy, and she needs to know her. And I think that's fair. I mean, mm-hmm. when you carry somebody in your belly for 9 months, and then you're missing out all that guilt, the least you can do is at least know, hey, I exist.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, just like with, what's her name? Oh, my gosh. Lorna. Like, you know, she had that baby with her, and now it's now she's gone. So she's like freaking out. So like, yeah, it's definitely a lot.
Yeah. You mentioned the change that Maria felt after listening to Cindy's letter. Mm-hmm. But also briefly before we get into Cindy, I want to touch on that. It also changed Caputo's outlook too, because originally in the episode we watched him and Figueroa at home.
Oh yeah, you're right.
And for a moment, he was kind of doubting wanting to be a dad. And he's like, what do I have to hand over and all this stuff?
My bald head.
Yeah. Having too much hair in your ears. That's so gross, by the way.
Sexy.
So sexy. You know Figueroa was in the mood immediately.
Oh, yes.
But then after listening to Cindy's letter, he changed his mind. Mm-hmm. And he said, you know, I want to get this surgery on my balls. And I want to do this for our family. So what do you think about his change of mind? Do you think it's good or do you think he should?
I'm still just so weirded out by them as a couple. Mm-hmm. Like, I felt like they made a great buddy partnership, if you will. But them actually, like, being in a relationship and raising a child, I'm still like, what?
Yeah, it's so weird.
Like, I see it. I see how they, like, love each other in these, like, different, not traditional ways. Because she's so, like, smart-mouthed and, you know, ignoring him, watching TV shows. Mm-hmm. And, like, he's so, like, kind of sensitive and, like, calm. So it's just weird to me. I think it's cute, though, because just because of their personalities that they're trying to do that. And asking, you know, a guy to cut his balls, I mean, pretty sure that's a big deal.
It is.
I wouldn't expect, you know, if I really wanted kids and, like, my partner couldn't, I wouldn't expect him to want to do that. Because if it was the other way around, I would really be thinking about surgery on me.
Mm-hmm.
Just because surgery in general is scary. So, I mean, that the fact that that letter touched him that much, that's a lot.
So let me ask you this then, in your opinion, or like, say you're in the situation where you've been getting these shots, these IVF shots, and then your husband comes to you and he's just like, you know, maybe we shouldn't do this. Maybe this is a sign that we shouldn't have kids. But you've already started this cycle on your own. Would it be a deal breaker for you?
Well, I think for me personally, we would have had to have that talk before I started shooting myself with, you know, these hormones or whatnot. Because that's a lot too. I know someone who, like, this might not be exactly the same, but I know someone who donated eggs and they had to get, like, hormone shots and stuff all the time too. And they said it was, like, very painful.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And so, like, before I would even start doing anything like that to myself, I feel like we would have to have this talk. Like, if it's just me and you're okay and we really want to do this, I'll do this. But, like, we need to know from the beginning if it's both of us. Because if it's both of us, we need to talk about both options before one starts, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's a two-way street. It's not one-sided.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that might have been a problem they had in their relationship, because I feel like Figueroa really, really wanted the baby. And not to say that Caputo didn't, I think Caputo's just like a go with the flow type of guy, and he wants to make her happy. And then once things got a little complicated, he started shaking.
Right.
So I just hope that if she does get pregnant and have a baby, I hope that doesn't make him shake up a little bit and say, ooh, do I want to be a father? Because it's too late at that point.
I don't feel like he would do that, because since he, you know, decided to do the surgery, like I feel like that's, you're committing right there. You're getting your balls cut open.
Yes, cut open. So we can't gloss over this whole Me Too thing.
Oh my God, yeah.
That he found out right before he went into surgery.
Dude, that's the worst. I feel like stuff like that happens all the time. Like, you're about to, like, walk into work, and then you get, like, a call or a text, and you're like, shit. And so your whole shift, you're, like, freaking out, or, like, you know, I don't know. Stuff like that always happens. So it was, like, the worst timing ever to see that. And he, I mean, that came out of left field.
So random.
And, like, I was, like, trying so hard to remember even her. Mm-hmm. I remember the situation. I remember him inviting, you know, someone to see side boobs. but, like, I had forgotten about that. 'Cause it was
me too.
Season one, season two, you know, it was so long ago. So, woo, that's something to see right before you're about to get your balls cut open.
Yeah. And he was shook. You saw him in that elevator? Trapped in the elevator. Isn't that so funny?
Aha!
Uh-huh, oh my gosh.
Full circle.
Trapped in the elevator. So, yeah, that was very interesting. I can't wait to get into that next episode. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for him because Caputo's not that guy.
I couldn't really remember. Did he come off creepy? I felt like he was kind of creepy back in season one and two.
Yeah, I think he came off creepy because we didn't really know that's just his personality. Yeah. That he's just kind of awkward and, like, weird. But he's a nice guy.
Right.
And so I could see it coming off as predatory to someone that you work with. But at the same time, I remember she was a little... And not to pass blame.
Right.
But the way she received it, she wasn't as bold about saying no. So for a nice guy like him, and he's just trying to be friendly and cool, he's going to keep on trying, like, no, be my friend, like, I'm a nice guy. And that's just who he was. So we'll see where that leads. Cindy's out.
Cindy, she, oh man,
Cindy's out.
She out. I had completely forgotten about that whole backstory about
her daughter.
And, you know, so I was wondering when we saw at the end of the last episode where Tacy comes on her file and sees that she's getting early release and she has all that information. I was literally like, what could she do with the information on here?
Mm-hmm.
And, so that was a little crazy because that's such a huge part of Cindy's, you know, story is the fact that she had the kid and she's having her mom raise her daughter as her own. And, I don't know, were you surprised that her letter was to
her mom?
Yeah. Yeah, because I thought she was going to write a letter to Tacy.
Because she was like, does what we say in here stay in here?
Right.
So I was just like, well, why aren't you writing Tacy?
But, oof.
I was hoping, part of me was hoping she would write a letter and at least leave it for Tacy before she left.
Oh yeah, that would have been a good idea.
That would have been nice, but I think part of Cindy knew it wouldn't make a difference. Either that or it's too hard for her to admit out loud. And I think it's and not to make excuses cuz she still should have.
Right.
But I'm just assuming that's where her mindset was, why she didn't. Because I feel like that was a very obvious person she should have written a letter to.
Yeah, I was very shocked when she said said her mom.
So the restorative justice class gave Tacy some closure when it came onto the whole thing with her mom raising her daughter.
Cindy.
Okay. Oh, yeah, sorry.
I was
Cindy.
Like, wait, I'm confused.
Yeah, Cindy. Cindy's mom raising her daughter. Mm-hmm. And I think that now that she's coming out, she knows that she has to take on this responsibility as a mother in a way without, because she can't admit it.
It's been too long.
Yeah.
Wait, sidebar really fast. Mm-hmm. Every time I saw her daughter in this episode, all I could think of was power.
Power!
Oh my God.
I was like, Raina?
Yeah. Like, what is she doing there?
I did not know. I can't remember if she played her daughter in the past episodes when they did the flashbacks.
Yeah, I couldn't remember either, because I can remember the past flashbacks were with her younger. I couldn't remember. Yeah. But yeah, I saw her and I was like, huh?
Yeah.
It's just like some characters, like, you can't unsee them from other shows.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, definitely. So now she's on the phone talking to her. Hey, girl. She's kind of shook because she's like, you're calling me girl now? Yeah, you're my sister.
Yeah.
Quote, unquote.
Right.
And so she's asking her about, do you still like, what was it, the Jonas Brothers or something? Zach and Cody.
Cody or something like that Disney Channel, I think.
And
she's like, why are you asking all these weird questions?
Yeah. And so how do you feel? Like, do you feel bad for Cindy in a way?
I mean, it's an unfortunate situation. Regardless of the why she did what she did, like, you really can't just completely uproot a child's life while they're growing up. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no right time to say it,
mm-hmm.
because when they're younger, that's going to mess with them. When they're older, they might be resentful and mad. There's no right time, but I completely forgot your question.
Do you feel bad for Tasty because she's...
Cindy,
oh my gosh.
It's like Sundays.
Brianna,
like
not
week.
All black people look alike. Okay. Do you feel bad for Cindy because she's kind of shocked that her daughter grew up so much?
No, I mean, like, I don't necessarily feel bad for her because, like I was saying before I lost my train of thought, mm-hmm. that, like, she made her decision and she had to keep, she kept it and she went going with it. I don't feel bad, but I mean, in that aspect, but it is sad to know that she wasn't there to see her, you know, grow up do through these life changes and be there as her mother.
Right.
You know, so it's just like a sucky situation.
Yeah. I feel like she's going to have a hard time adjusting when she gets back home. I hope that we'll follow up with everything.
That's what I was, going to be part of my, like, predictions, like, we gonna see her or not?
I hope so.
It was cute though when she went to say goodbye to Suzanne.
Yeah,
and I just love when she just plays her character so well. She's like, Reno, her fingers everywhere. Yeah. Like, what do you mean you're leaving?
You,
like,
can literally watch her thinking.
Yeah, literally. And she's like, how Suzanne's like, no, I'm not finished, like, mm-hmm. writing. But yeah, no, it's cute. And I wonder if it's going to be hard for her and if we're going to see her. I don't know.
Yeah. I think Suzanne is such a child, and the way she handled her leaving, it's almost as if Suzanne is the child in a marriage and her parents are getting a divorce.
Mm-hmm.
And she's trying to figure out, how can I make this work?
Yeah.
How can I fix it? And she's trying to force it. And that never clicked with me until I saw her exchange with Cindy when she was leaving.
I didn't even think about that either.
Yeah, because mm-hmm. I'm just like, oh my gosh, she doesn't even realize when she says, I'm leaving. And then the way she took it, like, so hard. Mm-hmm. And I felt bad for her. I'm surprised that Cindy kind of just threw it on, because Cindy knew she was getting out for a minute.
Yeah, she had, well, at least for like a week.
Yeah.
At least, you know?
Why do you think she didn't prepare Suzanne?
I think just in general, she wasn't really prepared to leave at all.
Yeah.
And I think it's just because of the guilt that she has with Tasty and that was also aiding to us, like, feeling like, is something going to happen to her? Because mm-hmm. she just didn't have that, like, excitement to leave and get out of there.
Yeah. What did you think about Tasty's letter to her mother?
Okay, yeah. That, you know, that...
Oh, my gosh.
And the voice, you know, the voiceover while she was, like, talking was, like, saying, like, sometimes you do the wrong thing. You know you're doing the wrong thing and you still do the wrong thing. And I was like, girl, she's just, like, so... I mean, like, I get it. You're in jail for life because... basically Cindy, I would feel very hopeless and depressed and mm-hmm. sad, but, like, she's just, like, now she's letting, she's putting her anger out on other people, and passing that along. Mm-hmm. And just, that just creates more anger, more guilt, more sadness. Like, you know, so that was just like a little disappointing to see. I mean, it's already disappointing that she's trying to kill herself, but yeah. it was disappointing to see that just because, she, you know, she's upset, she wants to make this completely innocent person's life miserable. Like, mm-hmm. I get it with Cindy, but, like, this girl does not know this. Monica does not know this. This is going to rock her world, and she doesn't care about, like, the backlash as long as Cindy's hurt.
Yeah, you know? It's insane to me. It really, 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 really made me look at Tacy, like, dang, you're reckless now.
Yeah, reckless. That's such a good word.
She's super reckless.
Reckless. I kind of was hoping she wasn't going to put it in the
me
slot.
Me too.
When, you know, when she hesitated, yeah. I'm just like, come on, come on, come on, come on.
Yeah.
And no, please.
And I she hope, did it.
I hope they don't send that mail. Like, I hope the jail's being really shady and doesn't send that mail. Like, I
hope they do. Because I want this storyline.
Oh, man. That could be like a spinoff or something.
Yeah, it really could be. But I think it was the best that she could do, because in a way Tacy got some type of closure and some type of feeling of resolution versus physically harming Cindy.
Right. I agree and disagree. Mm-hmm. I feel like she got revenge.
She got revenge.
Revenge is not
good. Yeah, it's not healthy.
But I am happy that she decided not to, like, kill Cindy, because that's really where I thought it was going.
Yeah. But the emotional damage that she's doing with this outweighs the physical damage.
Yeah, probably. I'd rather her get beat up, Cindy beat up, than, you know, rocking, like I said, someone else who's innocent in all of this.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I want to play a quick game.
Yeah.
So since we don't have our other...
So you don't want me to win by myself?
Yeah, you're not going to win by yourself, even though you always beast this game. I'm going to test your memory, because
my memory's like...
You're going to get it, though.
Okay.
I have three pieces here. Okay. And basically, this whole episode has been... like a therapy session. Everybody's been giving advice to everyone. Mm-hmm. And so I have three pieces of advice. Well, four. that I'm going to ask you who said it.
Okay.
And who they were giving, like, what the situation was, why they were giving it to them.
Okay.
So the first one is answer around the question.
That is Figueroa talking to Ward.
Okay.
About how to handle questions that she doesn't know how to answer.
Okay. See, I told you this was going to be good. Okay.
Yay! Yeah.
Ding!
Ding, ding, ding!
Okay, number two. Make a Picasso out of her face.
That was Daya, right?
Yeah.
Daya talking to
Thank you.
Talking to Tacy about being Cindy's.
I was like, damn, Daya.
Daya's just ruthless.
She's so wild. And the last one is use her arrest as a get out of jail free card. You know this. This is in the very beginning, like literally the first scene. You know. If you can't remember the person's name who said it, what were they saying it about?
I use her arrest as a get out of jail.
Yeah.
I really don't remember.
Oh my gosh. It was the really gross guy that was forcing Alex to sell the drugs. The guard.
Oh, okay. You want to know why I don't remember that scene?
Why?
Because I was telling you, I have a kitten at home.
Oh, yeah.
And the kitten started watching the TV, and I was tripping out on the kitten watching the TV, so I have no idea what he was saying in the beginning of the scene.
So the kitten knows who said it, you don't.
I gotta ask Kitty. Kitty will know.
So, yeah, so that... Kitty gets a ding.
Kitty get a ding.
So, yeah, that was him talking to Hopper about Elena's arrest.
I completely missed that.
He's so ridiculous.
I'm going to have to go back and just watch that opening scene. Yeah. I'm telling you. I'll show you a picture later. It was nuts.
It was so funny because Hopper was crying like a baby. It was hilarious. So let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
Your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
Do you have in mind?
Prediction. I still predict that something's going to happen with McCullough and Alex.
Okay. I feel that.
I feel that. I don't know. We were just talking about this, but I'm really interested to see if we're ever going to see Tasty again. Mm-hmm. I kind of feel like that's where we're going to leave off. I don't feel like we're going to get answers on that at all. Because, it'd be too... We already have Piper outside of jail. It'd be too much to have another character and storyline going on outside of jail. So I kind of feel like that was, one of the ends. That was the end for Cindy. Mm. Do you think the same? Or
No,
you don't?
I think they're going to at least give it an episode. At least one more episode of the follow-up. Because you can't send a letter like that and not show what happened after. What if her daughter ends up running away, getting into trouble, and then gets locked up?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. My mind is so dark.
You're creating, five spinoffs right now.
I want to be a writer so bad for Orange is the New Black. If the season wasn't over. But, yeah, I would love to see something happen with Tasty, and I agree that Alex and McCullough something's gonna happen with that damn bustier. And I can see Piper just continuing to struggle being away from Alex.
Yeah, oh, for sure.
Definitely. So that's all I can say for right now.
Yeah.
But luckily we'll be back very soon because we're going to have episode 7.
Yes.
Yes. So I am your host. Make sure you follow us on Instagram. I am B_Cheyenne, Cheyenne. And where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at XOXOCESCA. And as always, you can follow all of us at AfterBuzz TV.
Yes. You better plug AfterBuzz. Boop, boop, ding. Boop, 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 boop. Bye. Ding.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.